Donnie did Broadway.
I did. New York City. The wife just kind of out of the blue said, hey, I want to go see this show on Broadway. I never heard of it. And I went, okay, well, let's go. Let's pick a weekend and see if we can get this done. So we went to go see Purpose. It's not a musical. Like, there are only a couple of musicals that I can stand.
Oh, it's a straight play.
Straight play. Oh, yes. Fantastic. Directed by Felicia Rashad, who played Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. She wasn't there, but her voice was definitely heard as she had the pre-show announcement and the after intermission announcement. But it's in the Hayes Theater. We had seats, mezzanine is what's up top, right?
Kind of in the middle.
Yeah, mezzanine's between the balcony and the lower level.
Well, I feel like there was,
it's above the lower level.
Yeah,
yes,
that's where we were, right? Because it was a tiny theater.
Okay.
And of course they make an announcement, because it is a Broadway play, that you should silence your phones. And then at the intermission, they have guys that will walk down to the front of the stage in the front of the mezzanine with signs that will say, silence your phones. And yet and still, about 15 different times phones went off.
That's amazing.
I don't understand how adults have to be told to silence your phone. And you know what? Sometimes I'm in the older category. You may not know or you forget, but you know you're going to a Broadway play. And you know those need to either be off or silence. And there was one usher, if you want to, I don't know, but she had to come down and scold someone while the play was going. It's like
ridiculous.
Three or four rows behind me. You should be kicked out.
I completely agree with
you. It doesn't make any sense.
And I know people don't want to break the fourth wall, but man, in stuff like that, if you want to stay in character and somehow just rip them, I mean, you're ruining it for everybody. It's so ridiculous.
I don't get it.
Wrong with people.
Big, stupid motherfucker.
Whoa.
I agree.
Okay, Norm. That's a little harsh, but
I actually
understand.
Agree.
No, and the play was actually definitely breaking the third wall. The main character was a guy who went back to his parents' home for, were they celebrating the holiday?
Yes.
Oh. No. Mom's birthday.
That's
where he went back. He was the son of a civil rights leader from the 50s and 60s who had a huge name. And he went back, but he was supposed to kind of follow in his dad's footsteps and didn't. He's a photographer. So his parents were a little disappointed in him. His older brother was a politician who was following in his dad's footsteps, but wound up going to jail because he was embezzling money. But he was out, and his wife was going to jail. So the main character broke the third wall, talking to the audience, explaining everything that was going on. So they would darken the stage, put the spotlight on him. And then once everyone, you know, the play is going, they have the lights on the stage. And then it seemed like every 10 or 15 minutes, they would go to him and he'd turn around to the audience and talk. Man, I love that. That was really cool, because he's directing us as far as where our attention needs to go and everything that was going on. So it was, you know, 15-minute intermission. The play probably was about 2:45, something like that. Dude, it was incredible. It's great. I can't.
I didn't know if you know this. It won the Tony Award for Best Play.
Oh, did it really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So you saw it, like, literally this year. So you saw a Tony Award-winning play.
Fantastic.
Also, five of the six actors were nominated for Tony Awards, and one of the young actresses in it won Best Featured Actress in a Play this year.
Oh, I think that was the...
She played Aziza.
Oh, yes.
Aziza, I don't know.
It was his friend, the main character, his friend.
So you saw a highly acclaimed play.
Overall, it was fantastic. I think the lead leading up to it, we didn't get to see her, was... At first was Sam Jackson's wife.
LaTanya Richardson
Jackson?
But
she wasn't performing when we were there. It was someone else performing that role as the matriarch of the family. But man, enjoyed
pretty badass
every second of that, man. It was great. And I'm not really huge on the musical, but I saw that The Outsiders is a musical on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my gosh, I love the book, love the movie. Don't know how to be as a musical, but we went to see if we could find tickets to that, but they weren't performing on Monday. A lot of the shows are dark on Mondays, and we went to go see our play on Sunday afternoon. Had we had known that about the Outsiders, I would have gone when we got there Saturday to see that performance on Saturday night. But I would definitely go back and check out another play on Broadway, even the musical that I'm not biggest fan.
Like
of.
That at that level, that is what musicals are. It's the highest level you can get to. And I really enjoy musicals because I can just watch them because I can't sing and I don't even try to think about acting or anything like that. And you just sit there, man. Some of them are phenomenal.
And just the dialogue that they have. You could do that. That's your music.
They're like, oh, no, I'd be off Broadway.
The dialogue that they have and them remembering all that just live in front of an audience is so super dope. Yeah. So super dope. But, okay, so we got there Saturday. And we left Tuesday. We stayed in Times Square. And this new bit has been happening now that I saw when we went over to Spain. And it's the first time I had noticed it. It's probably going around all over the place. I just hadn't seen it before. To where people on the streets will take candid photos of you, show you on an iPad or something, and try to get you to buy those photos.
Really?
We saw it in Spain because... And they said it was free. We didn't have to pay for it because, of course, they wanted a tip. We tipped them. But they took our photos in a candid nature and then they printed out like it was in the newspaper in Spain and they showed it to us. It was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's right away. But in Times Square, if you just walk 3 blocks, you will have your picture taken at least 6 times. And as soon as they take it, you'll walk by and they'll show you the iPad of that candid picture of you. And then no, you don't have to pay for it. Well, you just didn't take it for the hell of it.
I don't even want it for free. I know what I look like.
And you know, with a lot of people with cameras in their pockets, it's kind of hard business to try and... But yeah, it's not candid because you're not paying attention.
Right.
They'll get you in some moment. And one picture that almost got me because I was trying to take a picture of something. And as my wife stood by me, she kind of leaned her head on my shoulder as I was taking the picture. And he took the photo of us and he came and showed us. I went, okay. That's kind of dope.
He's like, no, it's free.
I know.
$100 tip. $100.
You know what?
He's
but
like, well, I don't understand.
They spend their time.
Man, Times Square is a trip.
It is. I mean, you want to talk about people watching at
And they still have all the
100.
Character performers, right? Like Marilyn Monroe and all that.
The Incredible Hulk, the Naked Cowboys out Dan there Marino. Still in his underwear playing the guitar. All the other Disney characters.
That's so wild.
And there was some kind of perch. I don't know what it was, but there were people just standing and sitting on that thing. It's almost like they were at a stadium watching something, and they weren't. We couldn't figure out what it was.
Some sort of street art, maybe?
I don't know.
Like it was artists, and that's their...
I felt like
display.
It was just tourists.
Huh.
That was just kind of on this thing. I don't know if they were taking pictures, but you usually try and go somewhere and not stand out as far as being from somewhere else. And that's all everyone is doing, just taking pictures of the scenery and the lights and all the signs and all that because it's Times Square. It can be definitely overwhelming. If you have some kind of anxiousness to you as far as being around crowds and all that, that is not the place to be.
It's a lot.
But as we were trying to find other things to do because the play was the number one objective, my wife is scrolling around on social media and she found the Museum of Ice Cream. And with her being a huge fan of ice cream, we bought tickets and we went. And it's just an excuse to go in there and eat all the ice cream you want. Ton of kids, you know, of course, but they have different displays. Every floor that you go to, you just get all the ice cream you can have.
Really?
It's all
so it's like Willy Wonka's factory except ice cream.
It's all included in the ticket that you buy. I don't even know how much the ticket was.
Did they have chocolate?
They had
every flavor
anything
ever made.
You could think of. Well, not every flavor made.
Did they have more than Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay.
But they had different, they had popsicles, of course. They had the
and
little.
You can just grab one and eat it?
You can eat as much as you want.
Is there
to.
A room like at the end where all the kids are just throwing up everywhere?
I'll tell you what, though. There's not a lot of room for all the sugar highs that all the kids had. They are running all over the place, skipping you in line. They don't even care because they have so much sugar in them. There's one floor where they had a lot of games, swings.
Of ice cream.
Little, you know how they have the ball pits? but the pits were full of sprinkles.
I was going to say, did they have sprinkles, dude, and giant M&Ms?
This is so insane.
I haven't seen my wife that happy. I wish I could make her that happy about the Museum of Ice Cream.
Buy her ice cream.
I guess that's it. Because she was...
Apparently, they had these in multiple cities.
Yeah, I was looking at this, too. Like there's
one
in Austin.
Chicago, Los Angeles, Las Vegas,
It's the
Miami,
first I ever heard of it.
They have it in Austin. Eat unlimited ice cream. Are they serving you the ice cream? Is there like a giant wall of soft serve? Can you just walk up and bite into something?
Yeah, no. They're serving you the ice cream. Okay, and you can buy cocktails in there if you want to.
With alcohol in it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But if, you know, if you
like
have...
Is there a wall that you can lick or eat?
No. There's no way.
It's not made of ice cream.
Who would do that? Would you go up to a wall of ice cream and just lick it?
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool.
Well, yeah.
Well, it depends on who licked it before me.
That's the whole point.
Well, you'd look and see if a hot girl that you would make out with anyway licks it, then you can lick it after her, and it's like you just kissed. It's an easy theory.
But you have like a vanilla barrier if you did that. It's flavored.
That's fine, though.
It's a flavored smooch. It is.
This looks awesome.
It's fun. It really is fun. I was trying to downplay it to the wife because she was having so much fun. I was like, yeah, trying to be cranky.
Did you go to a play
man.
Area with these four hot chicks in it?
That's probably just the, no, they weren't there.
No, those people weren't there.
No, they weren't there. They do have the play area.
Did you get in a sprinkle pool?
No.
It's a pool with just sprinkles in it.
Twig did. I didn't.
It's got a slide and diving board.
You had to go from one floor to the other, wow, either by elevator or by slide. And we definitely did the slide.
Rainbow hallways. There's some giant room where all these different bananas are hanging.
And they tell you, don't touch the bananas.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, they're all hanging down.
It's a giant banana room with a bunch of bananas hanging
around. On strings. But they tell you don't touch it. And I don't see how you can't. I see a banana, I got to touch it.
I know what you mean.
Whoa.
Who wouldn't?
You just have to. That was a fun time, man. We had a really good time out there. And everyone in New York is such in a rush to go nowhere. Everyone needs to calm down. Like, the streets are so full, you get in a cab, it takes 30 minutes to go 3 miles. Because you go fast and then you have to stop because it's traffic. Then you go fast and you have to stop. You have to look out the side of the window in the cab. If you look forward, it will scare the water out of you.
I remember.
They get so close to accidents every time you're on the road.
It's kind of awesome, though.
No, it's not.
Did you go to Central Park?
We did not.
No?
No.
Empire State Building?
No, I've done that before. Oh. We went to Radio City Music Hall. We were walking around Times Square, kind of took a few blocks and didn't realize that we were that close to Radio City Music Hall. So we walked that way. Oh, and we saw one food truck on Monday night. As we were walking through, food trucks are everywhere. But one of them had a line, I swear to God, of about 150 people. And it was, how do you say, H-A-L-A-L?
Halal.
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 And it was one dude he was just grilling meat. And I don't know what kind it was, but his line was so long, I almost stood, but it was really late Monday night, and I wanted to get back to the room.
Like, it has to be really good.
If you're going to stand in that line and wait, it was incredible. I've never seen a food truck line that long. I don't know if I've seen a fair line that long to get a corner dog. It was that long, that one particular food truck.
That is wild.
Now I want to get back to New York and just try it. Maybe on a day when it's not 150 people just patiently waiting for meat.
I did not know
street meat, like Charles Barkley would say.
Apparently, halal means food that is permissible to eat according to Islamic dietary laws. I didn't know that's what halal meant.
I didn't either. Until right now. So thank you, New York. I'll be back for another Broadway show. It's 12:32, lunchtime with the invasion rolling
Dreams
along.
Are made of.
I know.